Hi, this is for Renee Monroe, RENEEMONROE, date of service 8/5/2025. Date of birth is 12/15/1988, date of accident 7/3/2025. The patient is here for an evaluation for a follow-up visit. She was last seen on 7/15/2025. She was initially involved in an automobile accident as a restrained driver. And she was having a side swipe of the left front car by a car that came from the other side of the freeway. Apparently, she started having headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance on the day of accident, as well as pain syndrome affecting the neck, lower back, with shooting pain to the both legs posteriorly, a mild dull chest pain on the right side due to a bruise from seatbelt, and mild headaches were reported. Stiff neck was reported. Neck was only 2 or 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, while lower back was the worst. Today she reported her pains are still going on at 10 in the lower back, with shooting pain to the both legs posteriorly, including both buttocks. And she has pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 10, and unable to move more than 110 degrees of abduction or forward flexion. The headaches are on and off, and they have worsened. Apparently, the patient has pain from 8 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. 10% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL, system review, additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination, blood pressure is 108 over 76, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 7/15/2025, dictation number 0721-077. Please include the left shoulder finding. In the left shoulder, the inspection reveals a normal appearing shoulder with no contusion, laceration, tender spots. Most of the pain is reported in the supraspinatus tendon area. Patient is able to raise the shoulder up to 110 degrees of abduction without pain and forward flexion without pain. No motor weakness is reported. Hawken Kennedy test is negative, and speed test is negative. NEER test, NEER, N-E-E-R test is negative. Anterior and posterior apprehension test is negative. In the diagnosis, please add the shoulder diagnosis, which includes pain in the right shoulder M25.511, tendonitis M75.30, and rotator cuff tear M75.110 to this visit and also the original visit. Thank you. Plan is to continue the medications and she'll be seen in 15 days. Her MRIs that are available are discussed with the patient at length. They were done at Parkwood Open Imaging. The patient has a disc herniation at C4, C5, bulging disc at C5, 6. And in the lumbar region, patient has a disc bulge at L2-3, L3-4 and herniated disc at L4, L5 with a moderate canal stenosis and facet joint inflammation. Patient is advised that she will benefit from 3 to 4 epidural injections for the lumbar region and also facet joint injection. Thank you.